Balcony Radio.
I like Birdman and the Animals.
Nina Simone.
Jimi Hendrix Experience.
This is Balcony Radio.
Cooler than the Gang.
The Beatles.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Jackie Wilson.
Who's the flying burrito, brother?
Burritos. Mm-hmm. Hey, that reminds me, I'm hungry. Whoa.
Balcony Radio, kicking your ass through your ears.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, sorry. You get into a loop, you could just keep doing it.
That's right. It's got that kind of ringtone, loopy type of feel to it.
Yeah. Well, nice. So does your herb, that you brought in here.
The herb, yes. The herb has a certain ringtone type of quality.
It's very irie, to say the least. The Sensimilla is in the room.
The Milla Sensimilla is in the room. Okay, that's cool. Hello, everybody. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio, and it is goofy tonight.
Oh, it's a goofy, goofy night, kids. Oh, because it's a special reggae night, it's time for Songs from the Yard. We're doing episode 15, and it's live time for live reggae.
That's right. Have we done a live reggae show before? I don't think so.
I don't think in toto. I think we've done selected tracks here and there.
So anyway, this is difficult to find live tracks for some of these artists.
Yeah.
And like I told Scott, because back in the 70s and late 60s were a lot of the artists that Scott and I are most fond of in the reggae genre. A lot of them didn't perform on television. One, because there was no television in Jamaica. There's no local television in Jamaica. There's no infrastructure for like, I guess there's public access maybe, but they didn't have like network TV there.
That's true. I never even thought about that. They really didn't have anything to that was widely spread.
So
disseminate the talent.
So for the first few years of reggae being popular, the only people that you see live, let you see live performances are like super big stars who managed to cross over.
Right.
And that's like a really small list in the first few years of reggae. So it's just like, it's Jimmy Cliff and Bob Marley.
And Peter Tosh.
And it's just the really big stars who managed to cross over. And so it was really, really a bummer that there was a lot of artists who we just couldn't find. And because, again, because of where they're from, there's no infrastructure to record live concerts or to even tour. There's no real touring in Jamaica. It's just sort of, hey, Toots and the Maytals are playing tomorrow at 8.
At a
fucking be there.
At a party.
Yeah. Or they're at a park in Kingston 2 days from now. Just be there. Like, there is no, like, Jamaica just didn't
machine.
Yeah, they just didn't have the machinery, the music machine in some ways that other countries did, where it's just like, record, tour. They would just make music all the time,
That's very strange. You know, a country with such great with great music has never really disseminated quite
well. They didn't really have a music business.
That's right. That's exactly right.
And so there really isn't it's just so weird. It's like you're not going to see like the Heptones tour, do like a 20-date tour around the island.
There's only a handful of recording
studios. Yeah, there's only so many places you can play. There's only so many places that have the sound to deal with a live performance. And then just like, why bother when you could just stay at a party and listen to the record anyway?
Yeah,
like,
isn't that wild?
There's no, yeah. So,
man, that blows me away.
So, Jamaica did something really clever later on. They did a thing called Sunsplash, which is basically like every year they put on a government funded Woodstock. And they would,
that's right.
And they would film that for public access. But that doesn't start until the late 70s after reggae has kind of become worldwide. So still, there's a lot of artists in the early bit that we're going to miss out on in the show, which is a bummer, but we made up for it with some really hot tracks. And it
looks like you picked some good stuff, too.
We still managed to pick some good stuff, and we're picking out with one of these. you ready there? Yeah. With a live performance. I believe this is from like 1980 or so, and this is U Roy with Soul Rebel from the One Love Peace concert.
Love is lovely. Love is kind of ugly. When I say make love, I mean one. Stick around, don't be no clown, or maybe you can see what I put down. Your music, I'm to be my musical business. And so we'll be young around, just got to let the good times round. Even from a chop to the very last drop, ain't no need to call for comp, because I'm your musical lollipop, and don't look back, you know? Yeah.
We're gonna leave all them troubles behind. walk and don't look back. Walk and don't look back. Wrong.
We'll have to present to you, and I ain't gonna say nothing more than Mr. Bruce Ruffin Hunter!
That's right. Yes, Bruce Ruffin.
Whatever that was. So
rain. Listen to the pouring rain. Live track from 1971. And like you said, there's some very rare, hard to find live tracks.
Yeah, that's why we had to scour the internet for these for the songs for tonight's show.
Yeah,
that was from a vinyl that's never been. I don't think it's ever was put on CD. I could never find it.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And no. It's been pretty much out of print. And it's called Trojan Reggae Party. And it's from Trojan Records, who are basically the name in reggae music.
Yeah, they were the label.
They're the best label.
Yeah.
And they put out this record, and it's just live recordings of bands coming in and doing one or two tracks on this. And it's one of those things where it's a compilation made to sound like you're in the studio when they're recording it.
Oh, all right.
And it's...
Nice touch.
Super cool.
Yeah, that sounds really cool. And that gives it a live immediacy to it.
It totally does. And it has an Alan really Lomax vibe to it if you're a real music nerd.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just super great and hard to find.
Oh, so, yeah. Right on. We had a couple of tracks in that last set. I think the second set also. The second song.
Yeah, that's right. The Greyhound
you
song.
You want to read that off there?
Yes, I do. So we start with You, Roy, doing Soul Rebel. And that is live from the One Piece concert. It's basically him playing in a field in Jamaica.
That's where the concert was.
It was great, great video. And then Greyhound did a wonderful cover of You Make Me So Very Happy, the Blood, Sweat, and Tears jam. Oh, that was my new favorite cover of that song.
That was really nice. Yeah. I've never heard that before.
Me neither. And then Junior Tucker did a version of Enjoy Yourself that was really groovy. And then Peter Tosh, oof, big name, getting out the big names.
Yeah, the big guns.
Did Don't Look Back, and that was him performing live in Munich, West Germany.
Munich.
We believe on Rock Palace, but we're not sure about the video.
I'm really going to hold back on the Rock Palace. It did have the network ZDF name up there. I think that's their satellite.
It might have been a different radio, different TV show, but it was him performing on TV in West Germany in 1978, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And then we finish up there with Bruce Ruffin doing a song called Rain that is great.
Unbelievable great stuff live stuff. Yeah. I like the spontaneity of it too, man. There's a real kind of
you can't beat live reggae.
You know,
it's
you
great.
Can't beat it. It's like it's almost thrown together at the last second, you know.
Because it is.
It's all improvised.
Because it is.
Yes. Nobody expected it to be live. We got a live reggae show? Oh my. And I went to a live show.
Where's my guitar, man?
At the country club. I did see Peter Tosh and
oh, that's right. Who did you see?
At the country club. It was Peter Tosh and
It was another big name, wasn't it?
I just can't think of the guy's name now.
Was it Bunny Wailer?
No, it was... it'll come to me eventually. Jimmy Cliff.
Okay.
There you go. So that was a really great show, man. It was... I didn't have anything to consume with me. All I did
Those
was stand there and
stars.
I got a contact high while
who,
I was standing
who opens
there.
That show? That's a coin flip there. Who?
Yeah, Peter Tosh opened and then Jimmy Cliff closed
That's
it.
About right.
And it went on into the night. It was several
I
hours
I adore
long.
Jimmy Cliff. That must have been so much fun.
It was. It was a lot of fun. So at the old country club down there in Sherman Oaks on Sherman Way. On Reseda, rather. Yeah. In Reseda on
in
Sherman
In the valley.
Way. In the valley, man. Long time ago. Long time ago. Anyway, speaking of a long time ago, we're going to have a song here from Reggae Sunsplash from 1983. This is Gregory Isaacs, and we're going to listen here to a track called Night Nurse.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Try your best just to make it quick. Come and tend to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Thank you.
Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake. Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz
Phair. Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
We're back again, and I don't know, some time back now, there was a record in the charts called Love of the Common People. Ah, you know that? Well, the man who made it is our next guest. It's Mr. Nicky Thomas.
Dark brown shade of my skin.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. There you go. Black Uhuru doing a really, really...
This is time.
Is enough. Okay.
Hey, one, two, three. It's clean enough. Cut. Here we go.
Now, I'm going to try and skip that here. So.
Sure.
Anyway.
You're fired, by the way.
Thank you. I've been fired so many times in this industry, man. It's countless.
Well, here's another for your belt. Not this one.
Black Uhuru live at Reggae Sunsplash 1980, and guess who's coming to dinner?
Oof.
That was really nice. Sorry for the sound quality on that, but that was an old recording.
It's an old recording, and it's from a VHS, and you know what? Shut up.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's a film, actually. I don't think it was even VHS, you know, quality.
That was the audio equivalent of watching them through the haze that they were filming.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Kind of cut yourself, cut through the haze on that.
So let me read this off before Scott comes in for the plugs.
Certainly, go right ahead.
We start with Gregory Isaacs, a big star in the reggae scene in the 80s. Mm-hmm. He had a bunch of hits, and the biggest one was Night Nurse, which is what we started the set with, and that was him appearing at Sunsplash, I believe 83 or 84. Mm-hmm. And then, balcony favorite and heroes of reggae music. These guys are like the fucking Avengers of reggae music. I love them so much. Toots and the Maytals.
Oh yes, they are superheroes. Oh, no doubt about that.
They are straight up superheroes.
Yeah,
you have a band, you keep together for 50 years, you put out 80 bajillion records, and all of them are great. And they're just so awesome. And that was them live at the Winterland in San Francisco. I believe that was 1978.
Yes.
Doing In the Dark. Oof, Toots and the Maytals. I love them so much.
Very sweet. Very sweet.
And then Nicky Thomas.
75.
Ooh, even better. And then Nicky Thomas live in Scotland for some reason doing Is It Because I'm Black? I love that. Those people were prepared for it.
They're ready for it.
He'd already been around. He'd already had a hit there. You heard the introduction.
The guy knew, everybody knew who he was.
Everyone knew what they were coming to see.
Yes.
And Nicky was out there telling them what's what.
What's up, man?
And then Winston Mackinoff. Is there an N in there? Am I missing it?
Yes, there's an N in there.
Mackinoff. Oh, I gotta wait. Hold on.
Winston Mackinoff and the Black Kush Band. Right on.
Greatest band name ever.
That's right.
With their great song, Fear, recorded live in the studio. Great video. And then Black Uhuru finished things up there.
Even more superheroes here.
Yeah, seriously. With Guess Who's Coming to Dinner from Reggae Sunsplash, as Scott said.
There you go.
Man, that place, that was the place to be every year.
Every year. You know, even as humid as things get in Jamaica, you know, I'm sure it's like extremely humid climate. It's worth every minute of it.
Worth it.
See, anyway, the best music all the time.
Here is Scott with Los Plugs.
Los Plugarinos. Oh, yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen. The first thing I want to tell you about is our email address, balconyradio@gmail.com. Balconyradio@gmail.com. Send stuff there. We will return with an answer of some fashion. So, balconyradio@gmail.com. And by now, you can visit the all new, updated, and recreated balconyradio.com. Thank you very much, Murray Finns, for doing such a wonderful job on that. My goodness. BalconyRadio.com is back, streaming 24/7 right there on the front page. A nice big player. Just click right in, and you can just play away. So that's BalconyRadio.com, the 24-hour stream. Monday through Saturday, we play all just about everything we have in our 60,000 or so track collection. Playlist and database, whatever you want to call it. We play that. And then on Sunday, we narrow things down to jazz for 24 hours. So we have some fun with our stream right there at balconyradio.com. Excuse me. You can see all of our past episodes, listen to all the past stuff. And yes, sorry about that. And everything is right there. You can just check out all the links and all the really fun stuff at balconyradio.com. You can also check us out on Instagram. We are at Balcony Radio. We post stuff there. We have a lot of great memes and really have some fun there. It's a fun world on Instagram. It's much better than Twitter, which we don't do. We have at Twitter. We have at Balcony Radio on Twitter, but you know, we don't do anything there, so don't bother. But you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/BalconyRadioFM. Just type in Balcony Radio, and by golly, there we are. We pop right up, and we post all of our new shows there. We post all kinds of articles and all kinds of fun. So there you go. There you go. The balconyradio.com is the website. Balcony Radio FM on Facebook, at Balcony Radio on Instagram. Check them all out. It's all for your pleasure and just entertainment galore. And the stream, of course.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're welcome. Just our pleasure, man. And it's our pleasure to play more reggae for you right now. We're going to play some, who is this?
This is Burning Spear.
Burning Spear. This is called Throw Down Your Arms. Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big
brother in the holding company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the balcony.
But now, let's hear the one and only Jimmy Cliff.
You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. Rome was not built in. Position will come your way, but the hotter the battle you see, it's the sweeter the victory. Now you can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try, try and try, try and try. You'll succeed at last. You must bear. Win and lose, you got to get your share. Got your mind set on a dream. You can get it. The heart can sing now. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try. Try and try. Succeed at last. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. You can get it if you really want. But you must try. Succeed at last. I know it, I sure it. I live it, I love it. Yes, I know.
Rastafari Selassie. This song is now number one in the land. One type of stick by me. Done originally by the Paragons. Now done over by Lizard and another brother.
Yes, indeed. There you go. Alton Ellis for you right there. And a really good Black Man's Pride is the name of that particular track. Live at Sunsplash 83. Wasn't that really pretty, man? He was having so much fun. That's a really great stuff. Yeah. Reggae Sunsplash, there's a wealth of video for them all over YouTube, man. Check that out.
There really is a lot. And it's all worth just go, just type that in. And hit play and just do your work at the office.
It'll work just fine.
It'll make your day go by better.
That's right.
So we start.
Nope.
Oh, no.
What happened here? No, you're fine.
Oh, no. Sorry. Table's. Oh, dude.
What happened? Did something fall apart?
Yeah,
there?
The table leg is giving out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no. Anyway, Burning Spear started it up. You got to fix that. Burning Spear started set off with throw down your arms. And then we went on to Bunny Wailer doing Dance Rock. That was a good one. And then Jimmy Cliff, the immortal Jimmy Cliff, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, one of the few Jamaican artists who crossed over
into
worldwide success.
Yes.
And not only that, made it to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's just him and Bob Marley, I believe, so far from the reggae acts.
I think that might be true.
Yeah. That sucks.
I don't think there are... Peter Tosh isn't in there. Jimmy Cliff isn't in there.
No, Jimmy is.
Oh, Jimmy is. Yeah. I mean, no. The Alton Ellis? No, I don't think anybody.
No.
Is,
what the hell?
Black Uhuru?
Lee Perry? Nothing. Lee Perry should get in.
Lee Perry as a producer should get in. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then Mighty Diamonds did their version of Pass the Cutchy, which is like a... Mm. Basically like an old folk song in Jamaica, and
yes,
everyone knows
it's a traditional one.
Yeah, it's a traditional song, but everyone knows the Pass the Dutchy song from Musical Youth because it was a super big hit in the 80s. But like every band kind of does their version of that song.
It's, yeah, we've played several of them.
We played a few versions of it in the show.
Yeah.
It's just, it's always cool to find like something that's a traditional song and theirs is... this jam, because it's Jamaica still.
Yeah, it's really mellow and really laid back.
But what a great song.
I like the chill version of it.
I kind of like that version, too, a lot better than the Musical Youth version, I think, which is one of my favorite songs.
I think I'd agree with that.
And then John Holt did Stick By Me. Oh, he is so smooth.
Mm.
And then we finished up there with Alton Ellis doing Black Man's Pride. Ah. Oh. Good stuff.
Alton Ellis, a regular entrant here on this show.
Yeah, because he's great. That's why.
Great. We've played him in all iterations of his music, I think, in one form or another.
Yeah, he's really wonderful. If you're just getting into reggae, he's one of your benchmark. Yeah, something like that. Just fucking listen to him. It's really great. Alton Ellis. Just check it out.
A reggae icon, definitely.
He's great.
So we're going to go on with another reggae icon here. One more set here. We're going back to Reggae Sunsplash, Montego Bay, Jamaica, 1983. And we're going to listen to the great Rita Marley, our first female entrant tonight. Rita Marley doing One Draw. John.
Oh, little game. This game is called You Do After Me. You don't mind that. All right. After four. Here we go. One, two, three, four.
Me mumma, me mumma, me mumma, me mumma. Many, 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 many coin. Jano says she call me with on top of many, 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 many coin. Me only have one big sister and them kill me brother. Them say that he my for eyes black for one. He man the one baby boy for more love. Many men goni, men, men goni, then depend on my queen then. Elevator. Men a men don ding, men don ding, men don ding, men a queen. Men a men don ding, men don ding, ella ma queen dead now. Ella when?
Stop it, sir.
Me live in a area and a residential. Be a old cat park, some of them mark we move all. Hey, some of them evil mark for iron. He day yak, 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 Elemena. Bing ding dong ding bang dong ding bang dong ding bang.
Steve Pulse, come Jamaica, come America. Let's hear it one time for Steve Pulse.
spirit, spirit, spirit. It lives not just spirit. Jah watch over I. Evil, what you gonna do? Jah watch over I, yeah. Jah watch over I. Felt a stroke at the crack of dawn, yeah. And I paralyzed my mind, imagination, to my execution. Every nail of paper, I count the links to which I'm found. Jah watch over I, evil. What you gonna do? Jah watch over I, yeah. I heard them constructing the scaffold. I'll be lynched a lot of it. Thoughts of me to die. Rock like a pendulum. Anyway, it doesn't matter because I'll be swinging to the rhythm of it.
This way, yeah. let me know your name, yeah. And I'll do the same, yeah. Tell me what are you worried for, boy? And I'll soothe your mind, yeah. No.
Dennis Brown live in the studio at Joss Studio 1982 Rockin' Time.
Oh, so good.
Ending this episode of Songs from the Yard, episode number 15, Live Time. Wasn't that nice?
That was pretty sweet.
Wasn't that a pretty, pretty tune? Having fun in the studio. That was live in the studio. And that's the way the video was shot. So,
yeah, it's a bummer it cuts off, but he was just going to keep singing it forever, how stoned he was. So
that's the way the beat goes sometimes.
That video was great, because every time I showed his face up close, he was blazed.
Yes, he was having a good time.
All the sensimilla was strong with him that day.
That's for sure.
So in the final set, we started with Alton Ellis. Oh, sorry about that.
That's all right.
We started with Rita Marley. Oops.
I was looking
at the wrong line.
Yes.
Rita Marley with One Draw, which is her most well-known song and a big hit for her. And then Eka Mouse doing Higher and Removal. I didn't catch a single word of that.
I don't understand what he was saying at
all.
I don't
think it was American. I don't think it was British. I don't think it was patois. I just think he was out there making noises.
Just making it up as he was going along.
And it was great.
Very strange.
And then Steel Pulse did a great
version. Eka Mouse, so we don't play him at all.
We've done it a couple times, but no, not enough. Because we don't really play a lot of 80s reggae, because it tends to be a little bit more dancehallish, which
I'm not
the biggest fan of. Uh-huh. And I know you're not either. Mm-hmm. And part of the reggae show is to kind of keep it palatable. So, like, I'm just really not into dancehall. I mean, he's all right, but, like, that's as far into dancehall as I want to get.
Yes.
But, and then we played Steel Pulse doing Unseen Guest, which is a really groovy tune. And then we finished up there with Dennis Brown and his huge-ass joint singing Rockin' Time. He was holding it at the beginning of the song.
It was all through the song. It was right there in his left hand.
It was, yeah. I just that song was an excuse for him to take a break, because he needed five from that huge-ass six-paper joint that he'd rolled.
That's right. It was good. Good enough.
Oof.
So there you go. There's anyway, songs that's the show. Episode 15. Oh, yes. Let us know what you think at balconyradio@gmail.com. My name is Scott.
No, you forgot to give the rest, man.
Oh, okay.
Be our friends on the Facebook. Check us out on Instagram. We're at Balcony Radio. Do not follow us on Twitter. We're at Balcony Radio. We do not tweet.
Yes.
Now we do it. There. Now do it.
My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. You need radio practice.
I do.
I've only been doing this for 50 million years.
I need a script in front of me, I think.
You know, I will write one.
Oh, yes. Don't tell you.
Yeah.
Read this. Okay.
Read this. No. Let me take a picture of you with today's paper. Anyway.
Today's pamphlet.
We're going to finish up the show and get you out of here with something really great. This is a band called the... I keep bumping into you because I'm trying to stretch my leg out.
You're stretching your leg out here.
It's... Okay. The record, I don't know why it's called that, but it's the
Israel Vibration.
That's the name of this. And the Gladiators? That's the name of this record, but it's a bootleg.
Oh.
And but this is the Gladiators with a song called Israel Vibration.
Okay.
That's the name of the record, and the song is Small Axe. This is their cover of the Bob Marley song. It's very confusing.
It looks very confusing.
Yeah, it's billed wrong in this video. No. You're confusing everybody. Just this is.
I didn't do a thing, man.
This is me confusing me.
Telling everything.
Here we go. From the top. 1, 2, 3. This is the Gladiators with Small Axe. Just check it out. This is a Bob Marley song. You're going to like it. Get out of here.
Bye.
Cut it down. Special request to the king of reggae. Small Axe. Ready?
Oh my God.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash. I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
Hello, my friends.
There are several fine young men who I'm sure are gonna go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Crew.
Thank you.
Ike and Tina Review.
Big Brother and the Holding Company with Janis Joplin.
We apologize. Here they are, the replacement.
It's the Balcony.